Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. I think Amanda said she didn't want any more scolding, which is certainly understandable. But let me just say a couple things, because it sort of, as I mentioned, we got an email from KS who said, "Okay, Brown, you can't go around bad-mouthing other therapists," which is a legitimate concern. I mean, it's what I can certainly be a bit more careful about it. But basically, you're right that anybody, any therapist, is going to have more information than I do about a particular situation. But I can also say, look, these are questions to ask your therapist. When you're talking about a 12-year-old boy who has school difficulties, but I absolutely agree with the diagnosis that there's an overlay of depression here. And so which do you treat first? And it would seem to me that it certainly can be upsetting and depressing for a kid who's slugged through school for 6 years and feels that he's not very good at it. And that can trigger depression? It can. But in this particular case, there seem to be a number of other factors that add to the depression, which we kind of unearthed. And if you treat the depression first, which is certainly going to be in some ways more life-threatening, and you can say, well, but if school difficulties can lead to a depression, which they can, and certainly external events can create a cascade of internal problems and biochemical changes. And we know that stress can cause heart attacks. We know that that trauma can cause ulcers. So there's certainly no question that external events can have profound biochemical events. But not the issue. The issue is to not confuse someone who's feeling sad and someone who's feeling depressed. Because someone who's feeling sad, you might be able to cheer up. Someone who's being depressed, you're not. And can external reality lead to an internal problem? Of course. Well documented, no question. So you treat the profound before, because if you can treat the profound, then some of the other issues may go away. So there you go. So, I mean, to talk about motivation when you're talking about depression is a waste of breath. So you treat the depression first, and then there may not be a factor of motivation anymore. There may not be a factor of attention. It's that one of the hallmarks of depression is an inability to concentrate. So, and we talked about, I mean, KS had two criticisms. First of all, external events could cause depression, which I don't disagree with. But there's that basically with sadness, you can point and say, well, if this changes, everything will be better. And with depression, with that changes, things basically don't get better. Which is not to say that external events cannot trigger depression, because they can. But that it's a different phenomenon. That's number one. Or that was actually number two. Number one is that she felt that I was unfairly critical of therapists when the therapist, she said often, and I would argue that always, has more information than I do. And you hear that I'm very careful about saying, don't expect your therapist to respond to you the same way I do, because when I'm a therapist, I won't respond to you the same way. That this is a radio program. It's public. It's limited in time. It's free. And I think it probably has, I would hope, has value, but it's not the same as therapy. And so I don't confuse the two in my own head. I don't confuse the two in my own life, and I certainly don't want you folks to confuse the two, which is not to say that it may not be helpful to have another opinion and to ask questions of your therapist. And like everything else, they're good therapists and they're not so good therapists. So I'm perfectly willing to say I don't understand why that would happen. And certainly, I mean, I think I'm entitled to my opinion, and I think a therapist is certainly entitled. And most therapists, are sort of aware that it's a different modality. And as I said, I'm always cautioning people not to expect the same behavior from their therapist that they do from me, because you won't get the same response from me if you were in my client, if you're coming to my practice, which I don't have. I don't want you to, because then it will get a flood of phone calls. Okay, I want to sign up for your practice. I don't have a practice right now. All right. First of all, I'd have to stay in one place, and I don't want you guys coming in thinking I can solve your problems in an hour, because I can't. You may be able to, but I cannot do that. Okay, so that I think that took us through most of KS's concerns and criticisms. And certainly, don't misunderstand, I have no problem with somebody calling up and saying, you know, I disagree with what you say, or I didn't understand what you say, or could you clarify what you say, or I'm really mad at you because you said this. I mean, I think you're entitled to do it. It actually would probably work somewhat better for me if you called in person, but that's, I know if it, if it takes a certain amount of courage to call up the program, it probably takes a dollop more to call up and take me on. But you're welcome to do it. All right, 855-993-7569. Today is St. Patrick's Day, the year 2015. And he didn't take the... well, actually, I suppose you might as well attribute the snakes out of Ireland being due to St. Patrick, even though there were no snakes in Ireland before St. Patrick. But picky. It's like, I'm responsible for getting rid of the saber-toothed tigers in New York. The fact that there weren't saber-toothed tigers in New York, that isn't what I said. I said, they're not there because of me. They're also not there. All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm just looking and seeing how much time I have. I don't think, I'll tell you what, I will tell you about DVDs that are coming out this week. We had a huge amount of fun at Mitt Romney's expense, I fear, because... he's fighting Evander Holyfield on May 15th in Salt Lake City to raise money. I think the Mitt comment of the week will be, it will either be a very short fight or I'll be knocked unconscious, which are the same thing. But I thought Manny brought up a really legitimate point, which is, what is Evander supposed to do?
Right.
I mean, if he goes in and sort of decks him, I mean, then he's a bad guy. If he lets him hit him... I mean, do you feel like Mitt's going to, pack much of a punch? Who knows? Who wants to be hit? Who wants to be hit?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the whole thing is sort of not thought through very well.
Yeah. I'm just picturing how Evander Holyfield's going to handle the entire thing. Because he's not going to want to hit him hard. He's not going to want to try and...
We can't knock him out. Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly.
He can't draw blood.
So it's kind of
they're gonna have to do something. Either he's gonna have to be on roller skates, or he's gonna have to be blindfolded, or Mitt's gonna come out they're gonna have to do something, because on the whole thing,
Maybe Evander will have one arm tied behind his back or something.
I think he'd have to have both arms tied behind his back. I don't know. The whole thing, they're gonna have to do something. It would seem to me silly, or the whole thing is going to be squeamishly uncomfortable. I mean, oh gosh.
Well, if you tie both hands around Evander's back, I mean, he could probably still use his head, because he was as a boxer before he retired. He was known to be a guy who would headbutt every once in a while during a fight.
Yeah.
He was known to do that quite a bit. So even then, if you tie his hands behind his back, he might still.
Yeah, exactly. He's got knees. Yeah. Well, and that's probably a little more dangerous than, I don't know, being hit by a fist. I don't know. the whole thing you can see. You know what's going to happen? Here's my prediction. Not knowing, I'm not a boxing fan. I'm probably more a fan of Evander than I am of Mitt, especially after this kind of silly thing. But they're going to come out in sumo wrestler suits. Have you ever seen those, where they're all inflated and they sort of bump them each other? That's what they're going to do. Because then they can possibly hurt each other. And
they could have the sumo hair, too, like the...
Well, they do. They have... Those suits are inflatable, and they have... And because anything else is just going to be horrifying. So that's what they're going to do. You watch. And if they weren't before, maybe they're smart enough to have listened and do it now. Because otherwise... Or dressed as girls or something. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
All righty. All right. This is, again, this is kind of a weird time of year for movies and for DVDs. In that, that last month, a lot of the Oscar stuff was released on DVDs and gets a lot of sales. But there is some interesting stuff coming out, so I'll tell you what it is. Annie is released today on the DVD. This was Jamie Foxx playing Daddy Warbucks that we call Will Stacks. Quevenzani Wallace playing Annie. Rose. It also has Rose Byrne and Bobby Cannavale working as assistants to Will Sachs, who decides he's going to run for mayor. And he's a hard-nosed billionaire and mayoral candidate. Who do we think that's based on? And then we have the true misstep here, which is Cameron Diaz as Miss Hannigan. And when I first saw this, first of all, who among us does not love the music? I mean, the sun will come out tomorrow. I mean, whenever I do a Broadway talkback, I come out, you know, singing Annie because it's wonderful music. And I thought, Jamie Foxx is a cute kid. It's going to be great. And it wasn't. And the major reason it wasn't was because of Cameron Diaz. She was just dreadfully miscast and then misdirected. You can see why she was cast, because about halfway through the movie, she gets to do Easy Street. And she's wonderful in that. But she's mean-spirited. She's over the top. I mean, she just literally, the movie is unwatchable as far as her performance. And I'm a fan. I think she's done some great work. And I think she was either badly directed or miscast or something in this. And it really, the movie did no business. And it was expected to be a big deal. And it wasn't. Okay, we've got top five. Which is was again one of those movies that was supposed to have done better than it did. Basically, it's a story. This one has Chris Rock in it, whom I think is a real talent. I think he's fun to watch. He plays kind of himself in this. The idea, he plays Andre Allen, who begins in stand-up comedy, hits the big time as the star of a trilogy of action comedies about a talking bear. He's forced to spend the day with Rosario Dawson, a writer from the New York Times, whose film critic has just panned his passion project about the Haitian Revolution. He opens up to Chelsea, who is played by Rosario Dawson, and they wind their way back across New York. He tries to get back in touch with his comedic roots. It's got Gabriel Union in it, who looks gorgeous in this, and that's Gabriel is the star of Being Mary Jane, which is the show I'm on tonight. Brief promo. It's also got Tracy Morgan in it, Cedric the Entertainer, Kevin Hart. So the attempt here was to, and some people like this. I didn't particularly. I thought it was uneven, even though I think Chris Rock is a true talent. I think he's fun to watch. He's charismatic. You can't take your eyes off of him. I just think the movie didn't work very well. Okay, we've got Exodus, which nobody liked but me, I think. Exodus, Gods and Kings, I thought was actually an extraordinary movie. I thought it had some unbelievable scenes in it from the Old Testament. People were very upset in that they felt that it sort of, I don't know, didn't follow. I don't know what people's concerns were. I thought it was thrilling to watch. I thought the parting of the Red Sea was unbelievable. I mean, nobody since Charlton Heston has done it that well. It was from Ridley Scott. And the story of one man's daring courage to take on the might of an empire. This starred Christian Bale as Moses, basically, Joel Edgerton as the Prince of Egypt, John Turturro, Ben Kingsley, Sigourney Weaver. I thought it was really fun. One of the complaints was that Christian Bale had three different accents. And my point was, well, of course, he did when he was the Prince of Egypt. He talked court talk. Then he went off to his wife's village and became a shepherd or something, a goat herder. So he's going to talk peasant talk. And then when he became the general of leading the Israelites, he had to sound like a general. So I didn't have any problem with it, but most people did. I thought it was really fun. I enjoyed the movie immensely. Seeing John Turturro with eyeshadow and Ben Kingsley with eyeshadow, how much fun is that? So I liked it much better than most people. So, again, you're kind of on your own about this one, but I enjoyed it. I thought it should be fun to watch on DVD as well. So it should do well on DVD, even though it didn't do terribly well in the theaters. And then Happy Valley, Happy Valley was last week, because I remember, I think this is a great documentary. Penn State is back in the news with some unpleasant kinds of things again. I don't know, Penn State, and that, you know, that's what Happy Valley really said. Is it said that it wasn't so much Sandusky and Paterno, is it was a climate that sort of allowed bad behavior, especially over from the football players, that they were treated as gladiators. And I was talking to somebody about it, that they, first of all, you walked in this this stadium, this arena that holds like 118,000 or 120,000 people, and they have this technology that has these kids coming out of the smoke and the steam, and it's all slow-mo, and it looks like gladiators. And these kids are like 19 or 20 years old, max. And I mean, I'm sure that some of them are really smart, but some of them are not very sophisticated, and football is certainly their ticket out or around, and they're treated literally like gods. And they used to have the kids come by in buses to the stadium, and now they have them, the band comes up and the kids walk in and people are yelling and screaming. I mean, if you're a 20-year-old kid or a 19-year-old kid, you're going to think that you can do whatever you want, and that's actually what's happening. A Penn State frat suspended over Facebook photos of nude unconscious women. Attorney at Penn State, PSU, has been suspended after police accused members of operating a secret Facebook page that featured photos of naked women apparently taken when they were unconscious. Kappa Delta Rho fraternity allegedly posted images of drug transactions, hazing, and partially nude women. They appeared to be either passed out or sleeping. I mean, that there really needs to be some kind of, I think, accountability, and that's, I mean, that was really the point of Happy Valley, which is what the campus at Penn State is called. They said it suspended the full chapter and it will undergo a conduct review session. The Facebook titled Covert Business Transactions and 2.0 were invite only. After the covert page was shut down, 2.0 appeared in its place. The page had at least 150 members, including current students and alum. So, and again, it's not, you know, the idea is, it's kind of like what somebody was saying, you know, one of the questions yesterday is, why is power corrupting? And you can see, I mean, when you take vulnerable human beings and say you don't have to follow the rules, that people view you as nearly godlike, and they do, then what do you expect? I mean, these are young people who don't have very many limits. So if not predictable, and I would hold the school as responsible as the kids, or hold the kids as responsible as the school. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that. It's St. Patrick's Day 2015. Mike, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, I'm amazed I was able to get through, and I'm sorry I don't have a crisis for you for today. I only have an Irish joke.
Oh, that's fine.
So, what's green and stays out all night?
Green and up all night?
Stays out all night.
Oh, stays out all night. I don't know, a grasshopper. What? Who?
Patty or furniture.
Oh, very good. Patio furniture. That's what's green and skates on the ice, except I don't remember what the answer is. Who was the figure skater? The one with the cute hairdo. Dorothy Hamill. But that doesn't make any sense. Dorothy O'Hamill, maybe. I don't know. I like patio furniture better.
Good.
All right, Mike. Well, listen. No, when there's a crisis, you're welcome to call, all right?
I, I will. Thanks.
Thank you. Patio furniture. Green and stays out all night. I'm trying to remember all. I mean, I used to know some Irish jokes, but I, you know, patio, pretty cute. Patio. Everybody's going to be telling that one today. Right. All right. 855-993-7569. Patio furniture. I'm trying to remember what's green and skates on the ice, but it can't be Dorothy Hamill. Oh, yeah, I mean, I obviously have gotten the punchline. I usually work from the punchline backward because then that's the only way to remember the joke. Oh, I know what it is. I know. I just figured it out. What's green and skates on the ice? It's not Dorothy Hamill. It's Peggy Flem. All right? That was Peggy Fleming. You can see how my mind works. You know, supposedly that's how you're supposed to remember things, is you make associations. And the reason you make associations is because they're called engrams in your brain, where if you there's a little path. And so if you have multiple pathways, presumably, that it's more accessible, and the more you use that pathway, the deeper it is, so the better your memory. And it's been a classic technique for, I don't know, 50 years or something, that you make associations. So I was once introduced to somebody whose name was Kent, and I introduced him as Clark. Pretty obvious what the association
was.
And you can see I did exactly the same thing with Dorothy Hamill and Peggy Flem. Okay, so the technique does have a few glitches, at least when it comes to me. All right, 8-5. But, in theory, it should work. And I got it eventually. And I probably haven't heard that joke in 10 years, so I get partial credit. I don't, do I? Never mind. Even I wouldn't give me partial credit on that. All right, let's take a question from a listener, you know, and see if I can't sort of burnish my act a little bit. I'm not even sure it'll clean it up, but maybe we can burnish it a little bit.
Very quickly before we do that, we actually got a Facebook message from Amanda, who called in the last hour, and she's
right.
She just wanted to apologize for having to get off the phone. She had to, her lunch hour at work was over, and she had to
get
to work. So
okay,
but she wanted to say thank you for your advice, and she's gonna check in with her son's father and see.
Good. Make sure he's prepared, and I would defer it till summer and just say, is that okay with you if we wait till summer? And that way we'll see how the medication's doing. You don't have to worry about school anymore. You'll have time with your therapist. But good. Amanda, thanks for getting back in touch with me. I really appreciate it. Okay, good. And also let me remind people that Gabrielle Union, who's in one of the DVDs this week, is top five with Chris Rock, is also the star, the lead in Being Mary Jane, and I'm on that show tonight. So it's episode 7, I think.
What time is it on?
I believe it's on at 10 o'clock, and again at 10:30. People need to check, Eastern. People need to check local listings. It's on BET, which is Black Entertainment Television, I think. So.
Well, I'll be there to check it out. I'm going to sit on my couch and watch.
Fair enough.
See how your acting skills are.
Exactly, and you'll be able to critique me.
We should do that tomorrow. We'll do a segment of me critiquing your acting skills from tonight's episode.
I can hardly wait. Although I don't know that we call it acting if I'm just playing myself.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah. But as a kid, one of the things I did a lot of acting. In fact, I would argue that almost any woman in broadcasting probably wanted to at some point be an actor. You know, and we sort of. In my case, you know, I was too tall and not, you know, not what, I don't know. Everything I ever tried out for, I got. But it's not a profession that really encourages, well, first of all, you have to audition all the time. And I always hated auditioning. And you have to really like it. You have to really think it's a challenge and this is really going to be fun. And so I always liked doing the parts. I always liked doing the shows. But I really hated the auditioning process, even though, you know, I was really never turned down. But still, it's I'm not secure enough to be able to do that. And I really impressed with people who do. Not to mention, I'm much happier doing what I do. I mean, I really love doing what I do. And I get to use, I don't really get to act very much. I do get to use my voice occasionally when I'm saying, okay, darling, you know, let's hit Mitt Romney. Oh, I wanted to say one other thing about Evander Holyfield supposedly got his ear bit off by Mike Tyson. I actually knew Gorgeous George. Remember, I don't even remember him. I was, you know, a baby, I think, when he was doing wrestling, and wrestling was a big deal. And he was renowned, I think, for biting somebody's ear off. Either his ear was bit off, or I think he bit someone's ear off. And I just happened to have met him because I was doing radio when one of the first Rockies came out, and he was brought into Boston to, I mean, I think he carried somebody into the, it was not Sylvester Stallone, because I'd met Sylvester Stallone, but I don't think he was at that that premiere. But he was a really nice guy. He was very strong. He actually ended up carrying me in some place, which is kind of embarrassing. But he said that there was, that basically boxers' ears, you've heard the term cauliflower ear, which just means there's a lot of cartilage.
Yep.
So you basically, they're very brittle. So knocking somebody's ear off or allegedly biting somebody's ear off is not an uncommon phenomenon. It just seems a bit barbaric. But so I just thought I would add that. Apropos absolutely nothing. All right, so we were going to do, so we did Amanda. I'm going to be on tonight. And we were going to do a question?
Yes.
Okay.
Adeline wants to know, Dr. Joy, how do you deal with passive-aggressive partners?
Oh, I can tell. I'm actually very good at that. I was actually married to one. All right. Passive-aggressive, let me just help you define the term. Passive-aggressive, I mean, the classic passive-aggressive is the Jewish mother jokes, please don't send me emails, which is, that's okay, you take the light bulb, I'll stay in the dark. So it's an angry statement which is cloaked in self-effacing language. So you can't really get mad at somebody. And if somebody says, wow, that's a really awful thing to say, what do you mean? I said you could have the light. So it's somebody who feels angry and does not take responsibility for their anger. So they're very hard to deal with. And the best way to deal with it, this is one of those questions that really cries out for a phone call. Because you can give me a specific situation, I'll tell you exactly how to handle it. But the basic way to do it, I mean, the ultimate passive-aggressive act is silence. Is letting you do all the work. So, let's say that Manny's being passive-aggressive, and I'm saying, oh, Manny, you know, you weren't in on time, and I can't believe you're doing this, and you just don't say anything. So I have to do all the work. So the best way of dealing with that is just to either ask a question and then not say anything, or just laugh hilariously if Manny's willing to say, that's okay, Joy. I know that, you know, that it's really important to you that you feel in control of things, and I could just laugh hilariously, because that's a passive-aggressive comment. If you give me the passive-aggressive comment, I can give you more specifics about how to deal with it. And it also reminds me, one of his name was Harold Hodge, and we're friends. I think he would allow me to use that. When Donahue had a show, they called up and asked me to come and do it, and the subject was passive-aggressive. And they said, which is the only time I ever did it, they said, do you know anybody who is? And Harold had been my engineer for a long time when I was at ABC. And I said, Harold, you want to do the Donahue show with me? And he agreed. If you ever look at the tape, I mean, Harold's a really a nice guy. And he admitted that he had a problem with it. He's really a lovely man. But they had his name on the chyron. It said Harold Hodge, passive aggressive. I've never forgotten that. And we run into each other every once in a while, and we sort of giggle about that. But the idea is, and men tend to be more, even though the classic example is the sort of Jewish mother, that's all right, you take the light. It's that men often are passive aggressive in a relationship because they're aggressive at work. They're willing to be angry or use anger, but in relationships with women, it's kind of the ultimate passive aggressive act is the child who's having a temper tantrum and the man who's got his hand on the kid's forehead keeping him at arm's length. Because passive aggressive basically keeps you at arm's length. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
With Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, this is one of those times. The article says that the Mars One mission is not just doomed, but the consequences could run deeper. Don't you love people who are, you know, listen, when in doubt, be critical. They said their rushed efforts have been met with criticism by many scientists. And astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson is one of them. Now one of its main detractors is also one of the 100 finalists selected for the one-way mission to Mars. They said that those who are in the front running for the mission, 20 out of the 100 finalists, are those who contributed the most for the group rather than the most qualified. Well, I'm not sure that's a terrible idea. If you're sending 100 people or 50 people essentially on a one-way trip to an alien planet, their skills may not be as important in the long run as their ability to get along with each other. So, you know, I'm not sure where... Wait a minute, where that's coming... Why is that nose coming from? Let me just get rid of that. I don't know what that is. But they're saying that instead of getting qualified people, that what they've got is a bunch of people who are just, you know, or team players. But again, you know, that doesn't seem to be necessarily a bad idea. There, as I mentioned, have been a couple of DVDs about Antarctica. And it turns out that there are 50 people who are locked in for at least 6 months with each other, and there's no place to go. So getting along with each other does seem to me like one of the major requirements. But this guy is saying it's doomed. Everybody was going too fast. You know, it's. I mean, that's what you really need, right, with a new program. And how would you like to be one of those people that's being sent into space of saying, you guys are doomed. You know, you're basically just screwed.
Not exactly the nicest message.
No, and not being sort of supportive. Plus, you know, saying that these people are really second rate in terms of scientists or doctors or physicists, but right. They just get along. As I said, if I were going to be locked in, because you are essentially locked in, it's like a biosphere, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not coming back. That I just assume whether you're, I mean, I want you to have medical skills if you're a physician, but I just assume you were a person that you could get along with. I mean, enforced isolation is really a very troublesome thing for an awful lot of people. So,
right.
I don't know. All right. We got, what have I got here?
We got about 5.5 minutes.
Yeah, okay. Lay a question on me.
Alan wants to know, Dr. Joy, is monogamy for life realistic? What is the best age to get married?
All right, monogamy for life. Depends who you talk to. If you talk to people who like swans, swans apparently mate for life. Apparently wolves mate for life. Elephants may mate for life. So it's not unknown in species. So, I mean, it certainly, again, as marriage was invented, things have changed a lot since then. Marriage was invented, as we know, more or less, probably around 600 A.D., you know, more or less. And people, at the time of Christ, right, 2,000 years ago, average life expectancy was about 30. Christ at 33 was essentially an old man, number one. Number two, 50% of women died in childbirth. Puberty probably didn't hit till around 20. It's now around 11, but it's been dropping significantly over the years. And men did not marry until they had some wherewithal. They had the ability to support a wife. So if you figure you're only going to live to 33, if you're really lucky and you're a man, you're probably not going to marry till you're about 20. And while child brides were not unheard of and still are not unheard of, that if you're not hitting puberty till about 20. So, I mean, basically, and you got a 50-50 chance of not surviving your first pregnancy, not to mention things like smallpox and you know, disease and being run over by a chariot. I mean, life was not particularly easy. So maybe if you were really lucky, you had a marriage that lasted 10 years, right? Okay. So being monogamous, and even then they weren't necessarily monogamous, that you could have multiple wives. If your first wife died, you were allowed to marry her sister, that at least the Greeks, which were obviously more or less the time of Christ, were allowed to have a wife, a mistress, and a boy. So, I mean, the idea of monogamy didn't come till probably around the sixth century. All right, so now if you flash forward, life expectancy today, in fact, someone said, if you're alive today, your average life expectancy is 125. Which, I mean, all of a sudden, I know a whole lot of people who are 100 or older. I mean, which was unheard of before. So, but let's say life expectancy right now, and it was saying that the likelihood is being alive at at 125. I don't know how much I'd buy that. But right, life expectancy right now for both men and women, for men is in early 80s and for women is in mid to late 80s. So instead of living to 30, you're going to live to 80. That's another 50 years. Puberty hits around 11, which hopefully people are not having babies at 11 or even having sex at 11. But if you get married at 18 or 19 or 20, if you get married at 20 and you can live, expect to be alive for the next 65 years, that's a long time. And then we could put Margaret Mead into the mix. Margaret Mead was a social anthropologist who basically felt that you should have at least, she was married, I think, to, she was married six times to five different men, I think is accurate. And she said, you know, when you're young, you want someone to play with, then you want someone to breed with, then you want someone to support you in the family, then you want a companion, and then you may want a nurse, someone to take care of you in your old age. And expecting one person to fulfill all those responsibilities is not very high. So do I think monogamy, but again, monogamy is different. That basically says that you only have, that you don't have sex outside your marriage. But monogamy in theory, it means one wife, that you could have multiple marriages, but you don't have adultery. And that was really the point about monogamy. It's not so much mate for life, is that adultery was, and obviously we have all sorts of people who did commit adultery. There are actual terms for it. So what was the second part? Was do I think monogamy makes any sense? Yeah, I think the later you marry, I think the more chance you have for stability because you know yourself better. The problem is kids. And basically, I don't care what you do if you don't scare the horses and there are not children involved. But you could hear from Amanda's call today that getting kids involved when you're dealing with multiple spouses is really very problematical. Manny, what was the second part of the question?
Never mind. I think it was what was a good age to get married? What's the right age to get married?
As late as possible. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.